There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
2019, back in business.
How to get going in the year ahead.
And we are helping Dubai get back in business all this month. This morning, we are going to look at what you can do to take your professional life to the next level. That's with positive psychologist Petra Walker of Purple Box Life Solutions. Petra, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
We have to ask you first, what is a positive psychologist? What is positive psychology?
I get asked this all the time. A positive psychologist is somebody who studies basically how to make life better. And that's it.
But you're not necessarily working with people with mental health problems. What do you do?
Okay, so psychologists, so psychology as usual, and psychiatrists, they work with people who have problems. Whether they've got depression or anxiety or a variety of things, and they try to bring them back up to what we'd call normal, zero. Positive psychologists look at people who are actually doing okay, and we look at what makes life better. So there might be positive psychology interventions that you can think of them as sort of almost like little psychology pills, if you like, which we can...
Not literally, I presume.
Not literally pills, no. We do not dispense medication. We dispense words and thoughts. And these new ways of thinking and new actions that people do can then improve their positivity, improve their happiness, their subjective well-being. It can improve their motivation at work and, you know, ultimately productivity in the workplace.
I was interested, I went through your website and I was interested to see that some of the questions that you were asking people were, are you just ticking over? So if people feel that they're on the hamster wheel a little bit, they're doing okay, but they're not actually doing the kind of stuff that they really want to do. Is that the sort of thing you help with?
Yes, it is, absolutely. A lot of people, a lot of people are happy with where they are, which is great. But a lot of people think there's actually more out there. There's more that they could be doing, that they're not quite achieving what they'd like to achieve, or something's not quite right in their life.
To me, I mean, if you're not really dealing with the sort of hardcore cases of depression and people who are really flat and do have psychological issues, mm-hmm. Aren't you really aiming at the low-hanging fruit, really? The people who, life is okay and we can just do a bit of tweaking here and there. Isn't that the easy stuff?
That's interesting, actually. I wouldn't say it's the easy stuff. It's a different focus. So, you know, I've deliberately not gone down the medical, clinical side. My interest is, well, how come some people are so much more content with their lives, so much calmer, so much happier with their lives than others?
Do you say to people, actually, no, you're content, you're fine, just get on with it, don't try to do different things, you're fine as you are?
Actually, no, I don't. There's always something. You know, you might be absolutely thriving in your social life, but you may have, you know, a lack of direction, a lack of meaning, and a lack of purpose in your life. It may be all very superficial. So, you know, people are not, you know, single dimensional or even, you know, two dimensions. They are multifaceted, and there's always an area that could be improved.
Well, we're certainly looking at professional and business life this morning. So when you're asked to work with business people or entrepreneurs, and you do strength-based coaching as well, out here, what are you usually asked to help with? What's most common?
Oh, my goodness. Very often it's a work-life balance. It's all too easy here to get totally caught up in work, and especially with some of the cultures and some of the companies where, you know, people are watched like a hawk. You know, are you in on time? You know, are you slacking off? Are you taking a personal phone call? And sometimes the pressure can be to just keep working, keep working, keep working, and then they find that their family life is suffering. So that's one of the areas that I work with people on.
We spoke last week to the futurist at Ford Motors from the States, and she said, to make sure that my family life is my family life, I don't accept personal calls at home.
Okay, yeah, that's a really good idea.
She gets onto the driveway and she says, if she's in a phone call, she cuts it off and will not take personal calls when she gets home. Ford don't mind her taking personal calls at work, but she won't have them at home because she said that is family time. I'm not going to be interrupted by anything else.
And I think that's a very good idea. Actually focusing and being present with the people that matter is very, very important. You know, if I was having a conversation with you over coffee, but I kept checking my phone and taking phone calls every 2 minutes.
So do I.
Now, that wouldn't actually do an awful lot positively towards building our relationship because you wouldn't feel that I put you as a priority. You wouldn't feel that you were important to me. My focus wouldn't be on the conversation, and therefore I'd probably miss half of what you were saying because a lot of conversation, a lot of discourse is actually not verbal. So I might miss some of the cues that you're giving me.
Is that part of the problem today where social media does invade sort of private conversations so much that we're not listening to everybody else, we're waiting for that ding on the phone to come in?
It does cause a problem. There was some research recently that suggested that young girls especially suffer from too much social media use because they're comparing themselves all the time with something that's unobtainable. When you are constantly on social media, you're not being very mindful. You're not being in the present. You're anticipating things that may or may not happen. And therefore, you actually lose the focus on what you're doing. I tend to try and go out for a walk every morning, first thing. Obviously not this morning, I'm here. And I turn my phone off. I go for half an hour, no phone. I actually see the birds in the morning. I hear the birds. I say hello to my neighbours. And it sets me up for the day because I've taken that little bit of time without all of those constant interruptions. And it's actually a fallacy that we can multitask well. You know, every time we switch attention, we lose a little bit of time.
So we've got 2 minutes to go. What's the number one tip you would give anyone driving to work this morning for making positive change this year? What's one thing you can do that's going to have an incremental effect on your life?
I think on the theme that we've been talking about, one thing that they can do is to actually be present with people. To observe, to actually focus. It doesn't have to be meditation, it doesn't have to be sitting chanting or anything like that, but deliberately regulating your attention, being curious, being open, seeing new opportunities. So decoupling what you're thinking from reality. So, you know, quite often you can think, oh my goodness, this is going to be a disaster. And that can actually focus all your thoughts on the possibility of disaster rather than saying, well, actually, you know, I'm sitting here. It's not a disaster at the moment. What is happening? How am I feeling? So actually, you're focusing on yourself. It sounds selfish. It's not. And actually not getting distracted so much, especially when you're with people.
And positive psychologist Petra Walker of Purple Box Life Solutions, thank you very much for joining us on the Business Breakfast this morning.
2019, back in business.
Join the conversation on Dubai i103.8.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at dubaii1038.com.